Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, one of the top attorneys in the state of Nevada, Jim Wadhams, joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Aaron Johnson, Greg Crawford, and Stacey Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Jim Wadhams, the attorney. And Jim, I've got to point out here that next year you will have been an attorney for 40 years. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So let's jump right in here. What do you think about the Obamacare rollout in the state of Nevada?
Well, I think it's been very difficult, but in fairness to all involved, new technology is always going to be difficult. I think the problem here, though, is that that was underestimated, and the opportunities to test the system before it opened in October, that didn't occur. And so once the system opened and people were trying to enroll, I think that further slowed it down. So it is technology. It's going to be fixed. I'm confident of that. But that made it very difficult, not so much for the people that run the technology, Sam, but especially for the people who are trying to get insurance. And the media has really been very aggressive in reporting on that. So it's the people factor that's been the biggest problem with that.
One of the problems, too, is that even though you have a company as large as Xerox running this, as you say, this is all new technology. And, you know, most of us are not stupid enough to go out and buy the new phone the day it comes out, because there's always going to be a patch a couple of weeks later to fix the problems. And this is that times a million.
Well, I think that's a fair comment. I mean, Xerox is a huge company, and obviously, you know, from copying machines to whatever else they do, they're into technology. But the other problem, Sam, I think, is that this technology had to connect not just people to a system, but then systems to other systems. And then so matching, for example, the state Medicaid system, and at the same time matching the private sector systems of the four insurance companies, I think the basic technology plus the matching technology, that made it a very, very large problem. And doing that in a period of time, I don't think any state got it right by October 1st, but I'm sure it will get fixed.
What are your insurance company clients saying to you in terms of their satisfaction or dissatisfaction with the signups? Are they getting the right mix of clients? Because that's one thing that I don't think people really understand is that even though it's a government-sponsored system, it's being done by private enterprise in the final analysis.
Well, it is being done by private enterprise, and let me answer that question this way. There's four insurance companies that are involved in Nevada, and they are very excited about this, and they want it to work because each one of those four companies have invested a great deal of money, and so, to be blunt, they need to have people sign up in order for them to be able to pay back their investment. So they are anxious for this to work. The number of people that have signed up, and I didn't hear the last count, Sam, but I think it's probably in the 30,000 range, maybe a little bit more. They're a little disappointed in that because the estimate was 118,000. So that presents a bit of a challenge. And then the mix, as you referenced, the anticipation was the younger, healthier people had to sign up at roughly a 26, 27, 28% rate in order to counterbalance the older people that will have more claims. And I think that's fallen a little short, too. So I don't think any of the companies are going to abandon this, but they are concerned that the continuing effort to get the younger people in will continue. And as you know, a new open enrollment period comes up in November.
Well, the other thing, too, is that the fines are not that high this first year. But as the years progress, the fines, if younger people or anybody doesn't sign up for this health care, are going to be to the point where it's going to be cheaper to get the insurance than pay the fines.
I think that's true, but I'm not sure it necessarily is. And I think that's really one of the problems. The first year fine is like $95. For even a modestly subsidized premium, the cost of that modestly subsidized premium is going to be $1,200. So would you rather pay $95 or $1,200? So I think that fining system is going to have to be probably firmed up a little bit, made a little more stringent to get the attention. Now, as you mentioned, Sam, it is progressive, but I think even in the third year, it goes up to an average of about $690 or $700. So, again, I don't think the issue should be the fine. It should be the incentive to get people in. And hopefully, as more people get comfortable that this is working and they adjust to the new types of networks, they'll be okay and more people will sign up.
Now, do the insurance companies have the fear? Because Senator Reid was on this program last year, and he was talking about the fact that he's still in favor of a single-payer system, essentially Medicare for all, and said that would happen within 5 to 10 years. I'm sure the insurance companies would not be happy about that one iota.
Well, I don't think, well, of course they wouldn't. They've invested nationally, the companies that are involved in this have probably invested in the hundreds of millions of dollars in this new system. So if I'm not sure that any of them anticipated being able to recover that investment within 5 years. Senator Reid could very well be right. There has been incentive to do it that way, but it's going to be very disruptive to the insurance companies that are trying to make this system work.
All right, let's take a break. More with Jim Wadhams when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Jim Wadhams, the top attorney. And I wanted to get to the margins tax next. We had Lynn Warney on the program earlier this week, and you know, obviously former president of the Teachers Association and very much in favor of this. But she pointed out that because of the single subject rule, that the teachers were not able to protect margins tax from going into the distributive school account and other monies being pulled out of the account by the legislature. Your thoughts on this and on the margins tax itself?
Well, I think Lynn is correct only to a certain extent. What they could have done is propose two separate initiatives. We do have a law in our state that says an initiative has to deal with a single subject, and the history of that is it's based upon a period of time about 10 years ago when a couple of initiatives were proposed that had a variety of things in it, from auto insurance rates to medical malpractice, and it really was perceived generally by the public as being very confusing. So the legislature reacted to that and said, deal with a single subject. Now, the opportunity that the teachers had is they could have proposed two companion initiatives tied in together. And so initiative one is raise a tax or create a tax, as they have, and initiative two is spend it exclusively for education. So they could have done that.
And that's interesting. But does that still not allow the legislature to be able to take money that they have already allotted to the distributive school account and pull that out and just use the money from the margins tax for that?
Well, the manner in which they did it, the education initiative, I think is the proper name, the margins tax, raises the tax but does not obligate the legislature to spend it on education. That criticism of the margins tax is correct. What I was suggesting, Sam, is that they could have had a companion initiative that would have obligated the spending of that money to education.
Now,
and that would have obligated the legislature to follow that.
Now, and has that ever occurred before?
No, but that and the simple answer for that is the single subject rule has only been in place about 10 years.
So, and it's interesting because you obviously didn't give them that information prior to them filing this. And, of course, it was not an obligation.
I would have been happy to. They didn't ask.
Okay. Now, to a more serious question then, do you think, knowing this now, that the legislature would see anywhere from $1 billion to $1.5 billion per biennium coming in and be able to keep their hands off that for a host of other needs that the state has? When you talk to people who are against it being just for education, they say, look at mental health. They describe all different kinds of needs that the state has. Do you think they'll be able to keep their hands off that money?
No, I don't. And I think history suggests that legislators come to Carson City recognizing that there are a variety of needs that are important to them and to their constituents. So they clearly would not. Now, would they make sure that a significant portion of that went to education? I'm sure they would. But as an example, our mental health system is in shambles. So I think there would be a significant siphoning off of that money, and it wouldn't be for bad purposes. It would be all for good and valid purposes, but that's what our legislature is supposed to do.
And it's interesting to see the way that mental health is being addressed because of the critical situation, especially in Southern Nevada, with emergency rooms having to hold so many mentally ill patients who should really be in other facilities.
But the information I have isn't terribly current, and I apologize for that, Sam, but I am told that the crowding in the emergency rooms is currently worse than it was about 10 years ago when an emergency was declared. So this situation is really in a very, very critical phase.
All right, so last question here. We got a little less than a minute. Mining has been very quiet for the last few months. Apart from a PR campaign that Barrick put on, we've not heard very much from mining. Are we going to hear a lot more as we head towards the election?
Well, I think you will hear more for two reasons. Their industry, and it's a commodity industry, and the price of gold dropped something in the range of about 30%. And if anybody could think about having their salary or their business income cut by 30%, they would be a lot quieter too. And so this industry has been in a constriction mode. They will participate. They will participate in a discussion about the margins tax. They'll participate in a discussion about other tax matters. At this point in time, the mining industry, with their high-paying jobs, they're still active and looking for well-educated people. So we hope that even though they are constricting and adjusting their operations, that they do stay active. But hopefully, they won't go away.
All right. Well, I certainly don't believe that will happen. Jim Wadhams, always a pleasure to see you, sir. Thank you so much for doing this, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Thanks, Sam.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
At Nissan of Reno, we have the lowest prices on all-wheel drives. We have 2014 Jukes starting at only $18,995. Or you can get a 2014 Rogue Select for just $20,995. Nissan of Reno is Northern Nevada's best choice for all-wheel drive.
Hey, it's bowling day. You ready to go bowling?
Yeah.
Right after we get our new tires put on and our oil changed and on our transmission checked.
What? We're never going to make it to bowling.
It'll be okay. Come on.
For complete automotive care and tires, get Blue Star service in one place at one time. Exclusively at Christensen Automotive. Major or minor repairs, leave it to us because you've got better things to do.
Our family, making sure your family travels safe. You don't need superpowers to help someone. Sometimes all it takes is a warm heart and a cold nose. That's why Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs is raising money to train service dogs for people with disabilities.
I would never imagine a life without an assistance dog ever again. I relied on people a lot. He helps me live a more independent life.
We need your help to do more. Give at mattressdiscountersdogs.com or any Mattress Discounters. Mattress Discounter's Good Deed Dogs. Helping dogs help people.
At Nissan of Reno, low prices are what we do. We have 2014 Altima starting at a low $17,995. A midsize sedan that gets 38 miles per gallon for $17,995. That has to be the best deal in Northern Nevada on a new car. Only at Nissan of Reno.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPoint panel. As always, Greg Crawford is here, co-manager with Alliance Trust Company. Stacy Woodbury is the executive director of the Nevada State Medical Association. And Orrin Johnson is a Republican activist and the publisher of orrinjohnson.com. Pleasure to have you all here. So Dina Titus put out a press release after the Paul Ryan budget came out, which is really essentially the platform for the Republicans to run on the midterms, which cuts back on food stamps and a whole bunch of other things, but still increases military spending. And the statement from Dina Titus said, based on inconsistent assumptions, budget gimmicks, and phantom revenue, this budget simply does not add up to sound fiscal policy. It should have been released on Groundhog Day, but April Fool's is fitting as well. Your thoughts, Mr. Crawford?
Well, it's obviously starting already. The midterm elections are very significant and important. I mean, lots of projections about the Senate and the House that I've been reading in various publications. And, yeah, I mean, the battle's starting already. So, but starting on a humorous note. So,
Well, I did like that one. You know, when you look at the fact that we're winding down two wars and that there is zero appetite in this country to go and fight other wars, why are we seeing the military budget going up?
Well, the one thing I can think about is even though we're getting out of those conflicts, you still have a number of military that that you have to have in reserve anyway. And the cost of salaries in state government and federal government alike is always a huge driver because you have people on the payroll, and as they're there longer and longer and longer, those salaries just flow up. So you can't control those costs unless you do a huge cutback.
But here they're not talking about a huge cutback. They're talking about, you know, continued increases. And this is just the budget we see. This is not the black budget.
Well, here's the thing. Two things. First of all, Paul Ryan is one of the very few people who's actually putting forth a comprehensive budget plan that's not perfect. No budget plan will be perfect. But you have to have a starting point where you have Democrats who have no budget. The president periodically puts out a budget, and even the Democrats vote against it unanimously because it's completely unworkable. And any budget that has lots and lots of debt, eventually that debt will have to be paid. Debt is tax. It's just future tax. And as for the military, that's an investment. You prevent wars by having a robust, strong, credible military that's capable of fighting multiple conflicts and multiple fronts in multiple different ways. When you lose those capabilities...
Hang on. Rumsfeld had us fighting two wars at a time.
No.
Not going to have multiple wars.
I understand this, but Rumsfeld also believed that we could do it kind of on the cheap and with smaller numbers of folks, which turned out not to be true. And I was on active duty at the time. I mean, that was... A lot of different people believe that you have more special forces kind of going out and doing the thing with lasers. People watch too many movies, honestly. You need mass, you need supply lines, you know, all the basic stuff that's been true for literally hundreds of years that technology has helped us adjust the way we do it, but it hasn't changed the basic principles. You speak softly and carry a big stick, and right now we've whittled our stick down. It doesn't make any sense. And now we're seeing all over the world, from North Korea, obviously in the Crimea, and all over the place, people aren't taking this country seriously, and we don't have the moral or force authority, which matters. It just matters in the real world to prevent those conflicts before they start.
Do you believe that we're going to see a ground war anytime in the next decade?
Well, I certainly hope not, but as Orrin points out, we can't control the actions of others. I mean, right now
we're
have
not
Russia.
Going to go into Crimea.
No, but I wonder what happens if something strange happened out
it'll
of
it'll be economic. It'll be sanctions.
Oh, it's more than that. It's not the army so much. The Navy is being gutted, and that is massively insane in a global economy. You must have access to sea lanes. We're already seeing that interrupted, both from state sponsors like Russia and from piracy and terrorism and that sort of thing. A strong Navy for an economic power is absolutely critical, even now in 2014.
Do you believe that we don't have a strong Navy?
I believe that our Navy is not adequate. It's not big enough.
Okay, I want to change the topics here and go back to what Jim Watkins was saying, because I asked him, first of all, the question about, the teachers not being able to put into the initiative that the money would have to be spent on education, and he says they should have done two initiatives.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful idea, and it's a little bit late for that, though, because that's been one of my concerns all along in looking at the languages. If you raise that much money, I sincerely doubt that it's all going to go into education, which is what the sponsors were hoping.
Do you think that the legislators will just look at that amount of money, as Jim said, and see lots of other good needs that needs to go to?
There are a lot of needs, and he pointed out mental health, and that's an absolutely critical need, and expanding the physician workforce in the state too to handle all the incoming people on the exchange will require funding for graduate medical education in state, so we're not exporting our doctors. So there are a lot of needs,
and that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much. A spirited discussion, Mr. Johnson. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
So for only $10 down and $10 a month, I can work out on new equipment and go from the bike to the treadmill to the ab machine and watch TV the whole time without anyone judging me? All for just $10 down and $10 a month?
Yep. All that for just $10 down, $10 a month.
Wow. Selfie high five.
Until April 10th, join Planet Fitness for $10 down and $10 a month. We're not a gym, we're Planet Fitness.
With AT&T, you call the shots. Only pay for the services you need in your bundle.
Hurry and call now while you can still get internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Or start with UVerse high-speed internet and add the other services you want to get the bundle you need.
With UVerse high-speed internet, you'll get the speed you need at a price you'll love. Get wireless service and home high-speed internet with a Wi-Fi gateway to connect all your Wi-Fi devices. And save on your mobile data usage at home. Add UVerse TV, and on most plans, you'll get a total home DVR included for life.
So call now to choose any bundle, like internet for $15 and home phone for $20 per month. Why wait? Ask about our next day installation.
Go ahead, call the shots, and only pay for the services you need in your bundle. With AT&T, it's whatever works for you.
Pizza Baron has opened a new Sparks Spanish Springs location. As a way to thank you, Sparks, the Pizza Baron is offering 30 wings and a large pizza for just $21.95.
We deliver for 40 years.
Piping hot all over town.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Coming up on the next broadcast, the State Insurance Commissioner will be here, Scott Kipper. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.